For 12. A human conversation. Untranslated, because you already speak human. The human who had shared food with Tsetse unwrapped another sandwich. Peanut butter, he said. They love it. This must be so freaky for them, all the noise and everything. I know, said one of the others. Like, oh no, it's the end of the world. Don't worry, animals, this one called out. We're just clearing the power line. We're leaving the forest. You guys, said the third, it's like when you lift up a rock and there's an ant's nest underneath. They all swarm off and they have a new colony built in about 5 minutes. They don't even think about it. It's instinct. There's always more dirt, though, said the first one, who had silvery fur with a tail that came from the back of his head instead of where tails usually are. For the ants, there isn't always more trees. Aren't always more trees, I mean. Well, we are leaving them lots of trees, said the one that had talked about ants. This one had reddish-brown, shaggy, bristly fur all around its head, except where its eyes, nose, and mouth could be seen. They don't know that, said the silvery one. Well, maybe you should tell them, said the one that was a female and had dark head fur with the texture of lichen. I would, said the silvery one, if I could, if I knew how.